Blessed be the name of the Lord. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for this wonderful day given to us to bear the fruit of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to represent heaven on earth. Yesterday we started with a topic, grieve not the Spirit, the Holy Ghost in us. Hallelujah. We look at the part one yesterday. Today we are going to look at the part two. Yesterday we look at things like those things that grieve the Spirit of God, such like when we don't manifest faith, when we don't love, when we don't have hope, and also when we don't pray, when we murmur instead of living a life of thanksgiving, and also when we pay evil for evil instead of loving those who hate us. We are expected to pay good for evil, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 21. And also, we look at how, as a church, we should never despise the operation of gifts. Hallelujah. Through the gifts of this Holy Ghost, we are edified. He encouraged us through the gift. Hallelujah. Through the gift, we are comforted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is through the gift that we will be corrected. Otherwise, we may just be going on in error and believing that everything, as long as we are out of denomination, we are good. There's not a static point where we should remain and say we are okay. We are always striving to get better in the Lord. We are in the flesh. Hallelujah. We are not perfect yet, though we are perfect in in our standing in Jesus Christ, the perfect one. But there's a perfection also that is going on in the mind, the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. We are brought out of a kingdom of darkness. We need the word of God to be correcting us in order to live as people of the kingdom of light. So today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue to see other things we do that grieve the Spirit of God. One of those things, when we are proud. When we are proud, God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. The easiest way to have the grace of God is to be humble. Humility is to submit to the leadership of the Spirit of God. Pride, or when we are proud, it means we are actually living above the correction of the Word of God. We see that in James chapter 4, verse 6, where we see how God resists the proud. And also, among those things that God hates, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, we see those things God hates from verse 16 to 19. Hallelujah. So God actually wants to lead us into perfection, and this is the reason why there is a struggle in us. The flesh need to be subdued. The flesh need to be subjected to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The flesh is always at war with our Spirit of God in us, and we are expected to allow the Spirit to have his way. The more the Spirit is not having his way, the more is grief. The more the Spirit of God is having his way, the more the flesh is grief. So we are expected to grieve the flesh instead of grieving the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. One of those things again that grieve the Spirit of God is when we are living in hypocrisy. God hates hypocrisy. You are neither cool nor hot. To this church age, God said that in the book of Revelation chapter 3. The church age we are, which is the Laodicea church age, is a church full of hypocrisy. A church that pretend to be of the Lord, but is full of worldliness. God hates it. We have to totally stay away from worldliness. We have to be planted more and more in the Word of God. We need to allow the Word of God to wash us. We should be sincere in our hearts. Whatsoever we are, hallelujah, let it be that that is what people are seeing. Many believers, or many of us, when they are among the believers, they are different than when they are away from the believers. Hallelujah. God wants us to be sincere. He wants us to not to be to have different color, like different manifestation. Whatsoever we are, let it be wherever we go, so that we will be able to pray, Lord, I have a problem like this. I need you. Help me to get better. Whenever we hear a message, we are expected to be sincere that this message is actually talking about me. Be sincere that this really is who I am. I'm battling with this issue of flesh. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Don't pretend. God hates pretenders. He hates us when we, he hates it when we pretend. Hallelujah. One of those things again we do that grieve the Spirit of God is when we are saved by grace but living by the law. You want to use the law, or you want to boast before the Lord by what you have done. Hallelujah. Christ is made for us wisdom. He's made for us righteousness. He's made for us everything we need to stand before God. So God hates it. In the book of Galatians, Paul was saying, O ye foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? These people started by grace, and they were deceived by some Jewish people that their salvation is not complete if they do not circumcise. Anything you do to earn salvation to God is foolishness. God hates it. Anything you do boss before God apart from Jesus Christ, God hates it. Salvation from beginning to the end is by grace. Hallelujah. So God wants us to live by grace. That is living by our Lord Jesus Christ. Is our Lamb, the one that takes away the sins, the sin of the world, is the only one that is that made us to be acceptable unto our God. Lastly, when we don't discipline those living in disorder in the assembly, when we allow things to go easy going, things there is no orderliness, God hates it. It grieves the Spirit of God when there is disorderliness in the assembly, in our life, when there is this disorderliness. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1, there was this man who took his father's wife and was living with her as sexually. So Paul heard about it, and he asked to rebuke the church concerning that, and he demanded that such person should be excommunicated. Excommunication is good when one is living in disorderliness. In order to avoid that particular sin, especially sin of fornication, to spread among the believers. Just like when you are rearing some animals collectively, and there is maybe an outbreak of a disease, there are some that need to be isolated in order to be treated separately, so that you will not lose the others that are not yet affected. So the same thing is applicable when someone is involved in a kind of sexual act that is in disorder within the church, is rebuked and it continue. A time should come that the church should excommunicate, the church should rebuke. Hallelujah. The church should rebuke. There should be correction. There should be orderliness in the church. Otherwise, the Spirit of God will be grieved. Like this church age, where we are. Hallelujah. Because they allow the worldliness to come into the church fully. Christ was thrown out of the church and is now at the heart, by the hearts of the people that are truly of God, the elect, knocking for him to get entrance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So our desire is that God will help us to get better in the knowledge of him. Those things that grieved him, there are many things we do that we grieve the Holy Spirit. Among these few stated, I pray that the Lord will help us to get better in the knowledge of him, trusting in him through salvation is living completely depending on God. The Lord bless us richly. Shalom.